can be borrowed, so there's no way to know when I'll live my last tomorrow. But every day I get, I'll share with you. This feeling just keeps getting stronger as the time goes by. It's written on my face, you can see it in my eyes. My love for you is true.
Owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Iran says it will respond to the U.S. missile strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities this weekend. The U.S. State Department warning Americans in the region to take precautions. Retired Marine Corps Colonel and ABC News contributor Steve Ganyard says thousands of U.S. troops stationed in the region are also in the threat zone.
The real danger is whether they come back at some of the troops that are deployed in the region. Just about every one of the Gulf states, to include Saudi Arabia, has U.S. forces there. It's well known where they are. So if the Iranians want to come back at the U.S., it probably will not be against the ships at sea, but rather those troops that are stationed in each of these countries in the Persian Gulf region.
President Trump set to meet with his national security team today. Iran continues to launch waves of missiles toward Israel, the majority of those missiles being intercepted. Extreme heat gripping much of the country with dangerous triple-digit temperatures stretching from the southeast to the northeast this week. This is ABC News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott surprising some of his fellow Republicans by vetoing a ban on the sale of consumable products containing THC.
The Texas legislature just passed a ban on products containing the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana, with Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick saying the gummies, edibles, and beverages were being marketed toward children.
Would you buy anything off the shelf that you didn't know what was in it, that could change your whole mental state for the rest of your life?
Governor Abbott issued a statement after his veto saying the ban would not have survived legal challenges and calling lawmakers back for a special session to come up with THC regulation instead of a ban. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A new study from MIT shows that relying on ChatGPT could reduce learning skills. Participants in the study wrote essays using ChatGPT only or using no tools at all. Researchers say that those using no tools showed the most cognitive engagement and memory retention. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guys in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind.
and love what you find.
With curbside pickup and delivery available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The slightest bit of relief from the heat today with more clouds and building storms. Some of them could be severe, bringing the risks of hail, high winds, and heavy downpours. As the front stalls over the state this week, flooding becomes a concern. However, cools our highs to the 70s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, 82 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A local official in Dodge County faces a felony charge of animal mistreatment. We get more from Terry Bell.
Richard Van Buren is the Chester Town Chair. He made his first appearance in Dodge County Court Friday. He faces a single felony count of mistreatment of an animal. Bond was set at $5,000. The criminal complaint alleges Van Buren was to kennel a stray golden retriever last week in his capacity as town chair. Investigators say he put a leash around the dog's neck, pulled it through a vehicle window, and suspended the dog in the air by the leash until it died. Deputies arrested Van Buren on Thursday. If convicted, he could face 3.5 years in prison.
For the first time, Miss Wisconsin will be a black woman. 22-year-old Willow Newell of Racine beat out 29 other contestants to earn that crown Saturday night at a ceremony in New Berlin. She earned a musical theater degree from Carthage College. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win tickets to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Rural Mutual Assurance. Keeping Wisconsin strong.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see. JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop. Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mount Drive, Eau Claire, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, and the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Pepin County Emergency Management is warning residents that suffered hail damage from last week's storms that there are storm chasers in the area. Emergency Management is recommending that those needing home repairs use trusted local contractors or those contractors that are trusted by your insurance company. Residents are also reminded to get all proposed repairs and costs in writing and to not pay for those repairs in advance. A New Richmond man is facing charges after what records say is his fifth OWI. 50-year-old Frankie Gus Pulchik was pulled over Sunday morning in Dunn County. Wisconsin State Patrol officers reportedly observed the smell of alcohol on the suspect's breath and administered field sobriety test, after which Pulchik was taken into custody. Traffic on I-94 eastbound in Dunn County had to be rerouted yesterday for a few hours after the pavement buckled in two separate locations. The incidents happened just east of exit 41, and due to the safety concerns of the buckling, it was decided to close the interstate so crews could make those repairs. Wisconsin lawmakers are among those reacting to the U.S. bombing of Iranian nuclear sites over the weekend. In an address to the nation Saturday night, President Trump called the strikes a spectacular military success, saying the bombings have obliterated Iran's nuclear enrichment facilities. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden said he fully supports President Trump's actions to defend Israel and to send a clear message to America's adversaries that the U.S. will not tolerate nuclear intimidation. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, however, issued a statement saying that President Trump's bombing of Iran without congressional approval is ignoring the Constitution, puts American men and women in uniform at grave risk, and puts the country on the verge of an all-out war. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
The Durand, Arkansas School Board has approved an AGR contract with the state of Wisconsin. The five-year contract will give the district additional state aid in exchange for smaller elementary school class sizes. And the district will also provide additional support for elementary students that do need it. This past year, the district received an additional $300,000 in aid because of that program. One person was injured in a motorcycle accident in the town of Lincoln Saturday. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, 36-year-old Cody Morse of Blair was traveling northbound on Highway 53 when he passed two vehicles at a high rate of speed. When he re-entered the northbound lane, the motorcycle went off the roadway into gravel and struck a guardrail. Morse was transported to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. The family of 37-year-old Melissa Hunt, who died on Wednesday, has created a GoFundMe for funeral expenses. Hunt's family say they want to give her a beautiful memorial and burial. The goal is to raise $11,000 to cover the costs. Hunt died from injuries suffered in a beating on Wednesday. Wabasha County authorities have Rochester resident Craig Hemister in custody and have charged him with two counts of second-degree murder and one count of first-degree manslaughter. A Wisconsin man has been identified as a person who died following a vehicle crash in Minnesota. An accident happened at around 7 a.m. Friday in Chisago County, where 50-year-old Matthew Hudek of St. Croix Falls went left of center on Highway 95 and hit another vehicle head-on. Hudek died at the scene while the other driver survived with non-life-threatening injuries. Alcohol use is not considered to be a factor in that accident. You're listening to WRDN News.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey.
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for snowbirds to automate lights, locks, and thermostats from the beach. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind you can see. WWT.net.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Five of the Peregrine Falcons born at We Energy facilities across Wisconsin have taken their first flights. The chicks, named Scott, Atlanta, Eclipse, Leopold, and Breezer, were born earlier this year. They'll spend the next few weeks learning how to fly. The nests are being live-streamed on We Energy's and Wisconsin Public Service's YouTube pages. More than 460 Peregrine Falcons have been born since the We Energy's Falcon program started in 1992 in an effort to reduce extinction for the species. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
They say all good things come to those who wait, but not for those who wait for that next auto breakdown that could cost you thousands of dollars. I'm Danica Patrick. In the past 5 years, auto repair costs have gone up over 36%, and if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all. With an Endurance Auto Protection Plan, no matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done by the certified mechanic of your choice. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, and lockout services. Act now and get the benefits of our elite plan, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you can never pay for covered auto repairs again. So call now for your free quote.
Call 800-282-6709. That's 800-282-6709. 800-282-6709.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The slightest bit of relief from the heat today with more clouds and building storms. Some of them could be severe, bringing the risks of hail, high winds, and heavy downpours. And as the front stalls over the state this week, flooding becomes a concern. However, cools our highs to the 70s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, 82 degrees.
The Brewers are riding a pair of heaters. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. Like Mother Nature, the Brewers are red hot right now. They hold off the hard-charging Minnesota Twins in the series finale. 9-8 the final score. The crew breaks out the brooms. Overall, Milwaukee has won four straight. They welcome in Pittsburgh for three starting tonight at American Family Field. To the NBA, where there's a new champion, but it was in part aided by Oshkosh's Tyrese Halliburton, who appears to have a major Achilles injury. Halliburton was unable to play most of the game after going down without contact in the first quarter of last night's Game 7. That gave Oklahoma City the opening that it needed. The Thunder win their first ever NBA title, 103-91, the final score. And from auto racing, three-time IndyCar Series champion Alex Palou wins the NTT IndyCar Series XPEL Grand Prix at Road America. The victory was his third at Elkhart Lake, his sixth in nine races this season. That run includes the Indianapolis 500 last month. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Briscoe saves just enough in Pocono. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love.
Under the Saturday night lights at Richmond, there's no place to hide. Tight turns, tempers flaring. When the sun goes down and the sparks fly, dreams of the playoffs live or die in prime time. Three nights, three races, one shot at the best weekend of your summer. You better not miss it. NASCAR Weekend at Richmond Raceway, August 14th through the 16th. Get your tickets now at richmondraceway.com.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Chase Briscoe saved just enough fuel over the final laps of yesterday's Great American Getaway 400 to capture his first win of the season at the Pocono Raceway in Pennsylvania. The win came after Briscoe left his pit stall too soon with 41 laps to go and not getting a full tank of fuel as a result. Fuel saving while out front gave Briscoe his first win since Darlington of last September, and he becomes the 11th different driver to qualify for this year's playoffs through a win. See the full results at MRN.com. I'm Kyle Ricci. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good afternoon. It's 12:20. This just in from ABC News. Iran has attacked a U.S. base in Qatar. The attack has focused on the Al Uldid Air Base. That, according to Iranian state TV, U.S. officials are confirming that Iran has fired missiles at that U.S. base. It's the largest U.S. military base in the region. Stay tuned to WRDN. We will keep you up to date on the latest. Again, this from ABC News. U.S. officials are confirming Iran has fired missiles at Qatar, targeting the Al Uldid Air Base. That's the largest U.S. military base in the region.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
I'm not a fan of swimming in farm ponds because of what's lurking under the water. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If you've ever met an antisocial snapping turtle, you'll know what I mean, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. With Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Have a beautiful pond that is a welcoming family gathering place. We love to fish, but aren't quite brave enough to swim in it thanks to the snapping turtles that wouldn't hesitate to take a nip at us. We have noticed that some of the bass had bites taken out of them. Bob Pierce is an extension fisheries and wildlife specialist at the University of Missouri and says sometimes turtles will eat fish. However, common snappers are basically lazy and are more apt to feed on slower moving and sick fish.
Human fingers and toes are generally not part of their diet, but Pierce says you'll keep your digits by steering clear.
They certainly defend themselves, particularly if they're taken out of water. They tend to be very vigorous in their defense, and they'll bite. When they're in water, they're not nearly as aggressive, and they kind of want to hide and escape rather than vigorously defend themselves. So that's one of their behavior traits, that if you're in the water, chances are they're not going to come nip at you.
If you think you have an overpopulation of snappers, Pierce says you can bait them on a hook or set a trap. They're easily caught in shallow areas near beds of aquatic plants or under overhanging banks, stumps, or other types of cover. One of the best ways to trap them is with a hoop net that sits underwater.
The turtle walks into the large cylinder at one end and can't get out. You know, it's just a behavior. They're not going to back out. The type of trap that you just set and you hope turtles fall into it, like they walk up and drop in, those won't be any good for snapping turtles.
The best time to catch them is during spring, summer, or fall. While snappers are in hibernation, they can be taken from old muskrat holes, under old logs, and in soft-bottomed waterways. Learn more about snapping turtles at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
You gotta dip your chicken strips. Hey, this is Keani.
And this is Tabitha.
And a little thing we love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips
is all the different sauces we can dip them in. I like to line up all my favorite sauces so that in every bite, I have a different flavor. Then with the tenderness of the chicken, the juiciness of it, it's all there.
And for me, I like to mix my sauces so I get a little tang and I get a little sweetness all in one bite.
That's what makes it for me. Like, that's what does it for me.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Something amazing is happening in education. Students are inspired and engaged. That's because school districts consulted with CDW, who designed modern classroom solutions with pre-configured HP devices, making learning more accessible, secure, and immersive. Now when students study topics like elephants, it feels like elephants are there with them. HP and CDW. Make amazing happen. Learn more at cdw.com/hppsg.
83 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, double-digit losses in the milk markets. July down 21 to 1730. August down 19 to 1792. September and October both down 14. September at 1839. October at 1861. Cheese markets today, barrels steady at 165 and three quarters. 40-pound blocks down 1.5 to 165. Two trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 2.5 to 250. 2.5. Three trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 126. No trades. Dry whey steady at 57 even. No trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly lower as the market seems to hold its breath as the market absorbs all the news that broke over the weekend between the U.S. and Iran. Unfortunately, the news flash buried the positive nature of Friday's cattle on feed report as all live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly lower. While demand in the countryside for feeder cattle markets remains red hot, futures complex isn't willing to accept any positive news at this point and will likely continue with the downward trend. Hog markets are mostly higher today as traders are pleased to see continued support of strong consumer demand. Helping the carcass prices today is the jump of $2.93 in the ham markets. June live cattle down $1.82 to $2.21.20. August feeder cattle down $1.35 to $2.08.47. October down $1.20 to $2.06.15. August feeder cattle down 50 cents to $3.01.95. September down 30 cents to $3.01.92. October down 27 cents to $300.07. July hogs up 30 cents to $113.07. August, though, down 5 cents to $112.40. October up 25 cents to $96.27. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower today. Broad selling across the grains today as the trade sorts out world events and also growing conditions. Heat should ease into the midweek with wetter weather for the central and northern corn belt. Weekly crop progress should also continue to improve, and that is continuing to pressure corn and beans. Wheat futures are also mostly lower, with harvest pressure and spillover from the row crops keeping pressure on as we fade back toward nearby support as the dollar eases. Again, that harvest pressure continuing to pressure wheat today. July corn down 10 and a quarter to 418 and a half. September and new crop down 7 and 3 quarters. September 417 and 3 quarters. New crop at 433 and a half. July beans down 11 and a half to 1056 and a half. August down 12 and a half to 1059. September and new crop down 15 and 3 quarters. September 1038 and a quarter. New crop 1045. July soybean meal down 240 to 281.70. July soybean oil down $1.04 to $53.43. Chicago wheat, July down 15 and 3 quarters to 552. September down 14 and a quarter to 569 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat, July down 15 and a half to 623 and a quarter. September down 14 and a quarter to 642 and a half. Energy markets today, August crude oil down $1.73 to 72.11. September down $1.49 to 70.52. Meanwhile, July and August gas both down 4 cents. July at 229, August at 226. Join Chip Fleury for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Wisconsin, home to the finest dairy products, is dedicated to building strong local connections with consumers like you. Start your day off right with a legendary June Dairy Month breakfast. With the summer around the corner, we're excited to introduce new recipes for your culinary adventures. Whether it's a barbecue or a picnic, our dairy delights bring joy to families and friends. Here's to a summer brimming with dairy memories. Visit wisconsindairy.com to check out these recipes.
This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by Compeer Financial.
It takes passion and dedication to produce safe and nutritious milk and dairy products day after day. And Compeer Financial is proud to partner alongside hardworking dairy farmers, processors, and others in the dairy industry as they work relentlessly to feed the world. Thank you for all you do as we join you in celebration of June Dairy Month. To learn more, give Compeer a call at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/dairy. Trademarks of Compeer Financial and Equal Credit Opportunity Lender.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Agriculture continues to target California's Proposition 12, which set hog production standards but caused industry impacts outside the state that the Supreme Court says only Congress can fix. Proposition 12 was a top concern for House Committee Chair G.T. Thompson at a recent USDA oversight hearing.
California has the right to do what California wants to do. But the minute that crosses the border and begins to, again, compromise in such a significant way, our pork producers, we need to act.
However, the Supreme Court ruled that while California could set its own production standards, it was up to Congress to fix the collateral impacts in other states, which lawmakers tried to do in last year's failed farm bill. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins echoed the high court's ruling.
I believe this is a bipartisan question. We may not all agree in this room, but I think most agree, even on the Democrat side of the House, that it cannot stand. So I stand in full support of your effort. We're also looking at things we could potentially do at the department to mitigate for some of the consequences of this rule.
Rollins argued the issue transcends party.
In addition to being burdensome for producers, the final pork product is also more expensive for consumers. Pork prices in California have risen 20% on average since the implementation of Prop 12, and the cost of constructing Prop 12 compliant barns are estimated to be at least $3,400 to $4,000 per sow.
Separately, Rollins announced a multi-pronged plan to combat the New World screwworm's northward spread from Mexico, including an $8.5 million sterile fly dispersal plant in Texas. The pest, eradicated from the U.S. for decades, can harm or kill livestock, wildlife, pets, and rarely even humans. The U.S. suspended southern border imports of cattle, horses, and bison due to the New World screwworm spread in southern Mexico back in May. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The head of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation says farmers are concerned, or more concerned than any other industry, about tariffs, though trade uncertainties haven't yet had a major impact on agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation President Brad Olson said the threat of tariffs haven't resulted in many changes to purchasing or planting in Wisconsin. In other industry, tariffs and related concerns would have a paralyzing effect as some businesses hold off on hiring and other investments. But Nolson notes that farmers are used to dealing with uncertainty and tariffs are just one factor among many. Still, he adds, we're very concerned about how tariffs could impact the industry and farmers are in a wait-and-see mindset as the situation seems to change day by day. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is now accepting applications for the second round of equipment-only grants under the Wisconsin Resilient Food Systems Infrastructure Program. Applications are due by July 21st. Awards will be distributed through a competitive review process, and previous recipients are not eligible. The USDA-funded initiative supports the expansion of infrastructure and capacity for food supply chain operations that serve local and regionally produced food. Eligible activities include aggregation, processing, manufacturing, storage, transportation, wholesaling, and distribution of products like specialty crops, dairy, grains for human consumption, aquaculture, and other value-added foods. Now, for more information on the program, visit the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture website. The U.S. agricultural trade deficit has widened in 2025, driven by shifting global trade dynamics and rising import demand. USDA's Outlook for U.S. Agricultural Trade report provided projections for exports and imports, offering insights into current trade trends. From January through April, the U.S. imported $78 billion in agricultural products, while exporting just $58 billion. That $19 billion deficit's the largest ever recorded for the first 4 months of a year and signals that the 2025 deficit could surpass previous records. After decades of consistent trade surpluses, U.S. agriculture has been in an agricultural trade deficit since 2022. Senate Republicans are racing against the clock to finish their version of President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. As the Senate continues to roll out its version of the reconciliation bill, there are some differences between the House and Senate proposals when it comes to agriculture. The main variations come down to changes in the tax provisions, but it's key to note proposed changes to the farm safety net are similar in both the House and Senate. The House and Senate will now need to work out their differences in the two versions of the bill.
President Trump says he wants to sign the legislation July 4th, but many reports cast doubt that Congress can meet that deadline. Political even reported last week that the Senate GOP's version of the bill is facing major headwinds in the House. Following a week of immigration whiplash, President Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, confirmed late last week that immigration raids would continue in the agriculture and hospitality industries. The Trump administration had said it was pausing some ICE raids that would hurt those industries. But Homan's comments reaffirmed that's reversing course. While workers at places like farms, restaurants, and hotels will be targeted, people with criminal backgrounds will be the priority for immigration enforcement officials, Homan said. We're going to continue to do worksite enforcement operations, even on farms and hotels, but based on a prioritized basis. Criminals come first, Homan told reporters. Asked what he would say to farmers concerned the raids would hurt their jobs and the U.S. economy, Homan said, well, first of all, there's a right way and a wrong way to hire workers. There are legal programs that bring farmers, workers in. Second of all, I've been saying for a year, Congress needs to address this, but because Congress has failed, it just doesn't mean we ignore it. It's illegal to knowingly hire an illegal alien. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Cooler today in our ag weather forecast as a cold front will switch winds from the south to the north. We could see some showers and storms as well at times throughout the day. Now, dry weather is expected later tonight and into Tuesday morning before multiple rounds of rain and thunderstorms move through Tuesday night through Thursday. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a 50% chance of showers and storms. Highs 80 to 85, relative humidities at 51 to 56%. We'll have west winds at 7 to 12, anywhere from 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation. Could see about 8 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower. Lows 56 to 61, relative humidities at 80 to 85%. Northwest winds at 5 to 8, shifting to the north at around 5. For Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm. Highs 73 to 78. Relative humidities at 51 to 56%. Northeast winds at 5 to 7. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms. Highs 70 to 75. Thursday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms. Highs 75 to 80. Friday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm. Highs 80 to 85.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. A U.S. official confirming Iran fired missiles at Qatar, targeting the largest U.S. military base in the region. Some 10,000 U.S. troops stationed there. The missile launches followed the U.S. strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities. ABC's Ian Pannell is in Tel Aviv and says there are more bases in the region.
We had multiple threats, multiple warnings from Iran that they would indeed retaliate to the U.S. strikes on three nuclear facilities. The latest one came from the Iranian president. He's not a key decision maker. The Ayatollah is in normal circumstances, but these are abnormal circumstances. But again, warning that there would be retaliation.
President Trump now huddling with his national security team in the Situation Room. ABC's Rachel Scott has more.
As we anticipate more from the White House and this administration on their reaction and next possible steps, as the president has warned.
Qatar's defense ministry says they've intercepted the Iranian missiles and there are no injuries. This is ABC News.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sometimes she runs, sometimes she don't. More than once she's left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. She's riding me around on four ball tires. Oh, wrong with the radio.
I got a hole in my jeans. I had a job and I lost it, but it won't get to me. Cause I'm riding with my baby. It's a brand new day. We're on the wheels of an angel. The sun. Her pretty knees. She's stomping out a rhythm and singing to me the sweetest song. The sun's shining and this road keeps winding through the prettiest country from Georgia to Tennessee. And I got the one.
At Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Why do you keep on staring in that mirror, mirror? It ain't fair at all. Dress sizes can't define. Don't let the world decide what's beautiful. No.
I wake up and she is there. steps from here to heaven. Every heartache I was given. Tip my hat and walk through fire to find sure love. I would chase old ghosts and watch them scatter. Drop old dreams and watch them shatter. Lose myself.
Winnikins keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
County Road 233 under my feet. Nothing on this wide rock but a little old me. I got 2 miles till makes bill, and if I'm right, we're headed straight for hell. The six pack in, I can feel the rumble like a cold black wind. It pulls in the dry gravel flies.